Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Good morning. Happy Jade Helm Day. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot has this one very deep-seated philosophy. If it's on the website, that means it has to be for sale. That means their webmaster is working tirelessly because they've constantly got ammunition going out. He's got to keep track of everything that's moving. And in the meantime, those three young fellows that run it, they make sure ammunition is coming back in so they can maintain that 50 million round count at all times. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Next hour coming up, I don't know exactly where he is, but we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense, again. Right now, he's somewhere in Ohio teaching teachers how to shoot. He's getting the next go-round of teachers who want to defend a school ready to roll. We're going to talk to him about that and Second Call Defense and other stuff as well. That's coming up next hour. What are we seeing right now? We're seeing an interesting thing right now. We're in the middle of an interesting dynamic. We're told time and time again that nullification does not exist when it comes to gun rights. Kansas passed a law, and all of these nullification experts will look at it and they will say that's wasted time and effort, because federal law is supreme. It trumps everything. That's what we're told when it comes to gun law. How then does that apply to sanctuary cities? Sanctuary cities are going against federal law. When that happens, then it's left to the local authorities to decide whether they want to follow the federal law. Do you see the difference there? Do you see how they're different at the same time, quite similar? Now we have, last week, my governor, the one that I've always said was a political lightweight. I've always said since she'd been in office for 2 weeks that Nikki Haley was a political lightweight, opportunistic, and I can't say what else I thought she was. But, she got elected in a Tea Party landslide initially in 2010 because everybody thought she was so great and so conservative. Turns out that wasn't the case. She's caved on the flag. She's out there right now chastising Trump, telling him he should watch his tone. Channeling Obama. She's channeling Obama because she said some of the things that we say are hurtful. Honesty is not hate, Governor. Honesty is not hate. Facts are not racist. That's all beside the point. We took down the Confederate flag here. No consensus amongst the people as to whether they want to keep it or not. And I really don't know how much it matters, because when Robert E. Lee surrendered, he did not think the Confederate flag should fly anymore. He did not want it to fly anymore. And he went against orders. He went against Jefferson Davis's orders to fight on when he surrendered at Appomattox, because he said it was over. He left instructions on his way there, when he passed away, he left instructions that the Confederate flag was not to be displayed at his funeral. He wanted to be an American again. The war was over. He wanted to see the country back together. That's what Robert E. Lee was. What we've got going on now in Georgia, some activists, the NAACP, has decided they want to obliterate a mountain because it's got Stonewall Jackson and Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee carved into the side of it. Or it can be sandblasted or chipped apart or whatever, you know, whatever. We can just do this to a mountain. We're witnessing a wholesale assault upon our history. And from there, we would go to the founding fathers, no doubt about it. It's been suggested that the Washington Monument and Jefferson Memorial are inappropriate since these celebrated people own slaves. CNN commentator Don Lemon suggested that we rethink any homage to Jefferson. Even in states where slavery was outlawed at an early date, state flags are under attack because of their depiction of Native Americans. Boston Globe columnist Yvonne Abraham said the Massachusetts flag is no Confederate flag, but it's still pretty awful. What do you want? Should we have no flags? Louis Farrakhan is demanding that the American flag be hauled down. Speaking at a Washington church, he declared, "I don't know what the fight is over about the Confederate flag. We've caught as much hell under the American flag as under the Confederate flag." What we're doing now is what Quaker theologian Elton Trueblood called the sin of contemporaneity. It's getting out there and judging our forefathers based upon what we know and the way we live today. Even if I can't pronounce it right now. And I'll explain that here in a minute. In the case of those who refer to slavery as our original sin, a look at history would be instructive. Sadly, from the beginning of recorded history until the 19th century, slavery was the way of the world. Rather than some American uniqueness in practicing slavery, the fact is that the Constitution was written in 1787. When it was written, slavery was legal every place in the world. What was unique was that in the American colonies, there was a strenuous objection to slavery and that most prominent framers of the Constitution wanted to eliminate it at the very start of the nation. Slavery played an important part in many ancient civilizations. But what we're wanting to do today, we've got to expunge all of that. Anything that can hurt somebody's feelings today. And you know what? Here's the thing. I'm Caucasian, if you haven't figured that out. I feel not an ounce of guilt about the KKK. But, you know, they were white. But they were a democratic institution, and I've never had a relative as a member of the KKK. I've never been a member of the KKK. I have never treated anybody any different than I would want to be treated myself. So I don't carry around a shred of guilt. Not a shred of guilt. And they're ignoring the fact that in the world, slavery was a continuous reality until very recently in history. So they want to judge everything by the way we live our lives today, which is a mistake because those people were simpler. They had different things going on. They didn't know what we know. We can't go back in time and do that. We can't. And no matter what we expunge, no matter how many flags we take down, no matter how many people we dig up, it's not going to change history at all. But it's just funny. It's funny where I can see a guy getting a cake made by Walmart with the ISIS flag on it, but not the Confederate flag. And at the same time, it's okay to have a sanctuary city because cities should be able to decide whether or not they want to follow federal law, but you can't nullify federal law when it comes to gun control. I find that all fascinating. I find the times we live in right now fascinating. And the one constant that I bear at all times are my weapons and my resolve. I fear none of these things. I fear none of the things that could come of them. Because even in a flood, a mountain may be submerged, but it's still a mountain. And when the water pulls back, it's still a mountain. Can't wash away some things. You cover them up for a little bit. Maybe make them look like they're gone, but they're always there. We'll be right back. Ha, ha, ha. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, 27,000 square feet holding 50 million rounds of ammunition, 42 different calibers to choose from, rifle and pistol. Primarily the main ones. There's some obscure ones that I'll never own, of course, but I mean, like when I go looking for 9mm or 45 caliber or 5.56, unbelievable the depth of selection that they have. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Quick disclaimer, if I may. Last night I had a very bad night for some reason, a medication-related thing. So I'm sort of tired. I was a little iffy as to whether I was actually going to be able to try to pull this off. And then I started running coffee straight into my brain stem, and I feel much better. So thank you very much for joining me today. Now, most people would get out there and be very upset, me saying that. Very inconvenient truth right now. Number of concealed carry handgun permits has skyrocketed since Obama was first elected, and murder rates have fallen, according to a new report set to be released today. Since 2007, handgun permits soared from 4.6 million to over 12.8, and the number is increasing faster every year. Over 1.7 million new permits were issued last year, which is a 15.4% increase from 2013, according to the report. It is the largest ever single-year increase in the number of permits. That number is likely to get higher, since permits are not required now in 7 states to carry a gun. So we can get out there, and, you know, it's not that much of a leap of faith now to get out there and say there's 25 million people carrying guns, because you got 7 states. And you know what else? Here's the other thing that we never factor in, that I never say anything about, and I should, because I used to do it. In South Carolina, we didn't always have a permit. Both of the times that I pulled my gun in self-defense, I did not have a permit. I don't mind telling you that. This is not to say that you should be doing that, walking around carrying a gun, if that's against, you know, if it's against the law to do that. I mean, I was taking a chance. But my safety was more important to me at the time, and this is a decision everybody has to make on their own. Don't get out there and say, Bill Frady did it, so it's good enough for me. If I had been caught, I would have been busted, and I would not be able to carry a gun today, legally. Or own a gun, for that matter. Own a gun, for that matter. There's more women now getting permits than men. Since 2007, permits for women have increased by 270% and for men by 156%. And at the same time, the murder rate has fallen from 5.6 to 4.2 per 100,000, which is about a 25% drop since 2007. 25% drop in murder rates. Overall violent crime also fell by 25%, according to the report. We are good at what we do, which is exist, for the most part. For nearly 30 years, we've been hearing the same thing about the blood in the streets, you know, the shrill screaming of the gun control grabber peoples, that would accompany the expansion of concealed carry rights for just normal people, state to state. When that didn't come true, they claimed that bodies would pile up as the number of locations within each state where citizens could carry was expanded, and gun-free zones have shrunk in both size and number. That also proved to not be true. They've been wrong consistently about these claims. History's on our side now. It'll be interesting to see how they attempt to pick apart and spin the data from this report, but the simple fact of the matter is they're only playing to an ever smaller echo chamber as more and more Americans embrace their Second Amendment rights. But it is out there. There are people out there that they will, you notice that I never bring up any studies. You know, Gun Owners of America does not fund any studies. NRA does not fund any studies. Second Amendment Foundation does not fund any studies. Have you ever noticed that? I never come to you telling you about a study that has been funded by one of the gun advocacy groups. Do you know why? Because they don't do it. Because, they don't need to. They don't need to. There's plenty of people that will do it without your money and without taxpayer money going to fund it. Now, If you hear something coming out of Johns Hopkins, that is, you know, Johns Hopkins is a annexed and it's part and parcel of the Bloomberg machine, because Bloomberg has spent a lot of, you know, billions. He's given them billions. and, you know, all that aside, we don't need to fund any studies. Now, they will fund studies. They will fund studies. And when these people get out there and listen to what the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence has, or the Brady Campaign, or the Violence Policy Center, where they spout the same things about the 90%, the 40%, and the how many lives gun control has saved, they can't name one individual life, not one, that gun control has saved. We can name, you know, if we could actually get them to speak up, when you have between 500,000 and 2.5 million defensive gun uses, think of half of those as a life saved. To give it some context, if you're going to go with 500,000, 250,000, probably some sort of murder or one of the four violent crimes out there, that's well worth saving, isn't it? Considering, now, if you want to get into this whole cost-benefit analysis thing, one of the things that just absolutely slays me is when you look at the bar graph, which is undoctored and has no agenda on it, about the 2.5 million people that die in the United States per year, and you look at what's number one versus what's last, there's a big disparity. I got touched by what is number one in January. Heart disease, that's number one, far and away. Coming in last, guns. Murders by guns. And that is the biggest category of people that die by guns. Well, no, it isn't. Suicide by gun is the biggest category of people that die by guns. But as far as the... I don't even know if how that should count. I don't even know how that should count. So, bearing all that in mind, we'll see how they spin it. They're going to spin it. They'll get out there and say, well, it's flawed and it's not correct. And according to John Hopkins and according to Josh Sugarman and according to Michael Bloomberg and Dan Gross and all these other people, they constantly come out and say, well, there's more guns, there's more of this and more of that all the time. I mean, that just happens. Sometimes justifiable homicide is a social service, folks. It is a civic service, if you will. When we get back, we're going into the next break. When we get back, I'm going to give you Masoud Ayoub's 10 Commandments of Concealed Carry. All things to bear in mind as you walk around on your daily jaunts, carrying a gun and getting ready to take care of business, hoping that you don't. 10 Commandments. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a timeless life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, if it's on the website, it's for sale. They have it in stock. That's what that means. And the price on the left is correct, because they're always running something on special. Very shortly, the bulk ammunition buying is about to commence, because I need to build up my 9mm a little bit further. I need to build up the 5.56 a little further, and I need to begin to build the 45 caliber. And the 308. Now that I think about it, because the 308, I want to shoot a lot. And knowing this, I know that whatever I find there's going to be in stock, and I know the price is going to be correct. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. The Ten Commandments, if you're going to carry a gun, okay? Commandment number one, if you choose to carry, always carry as much as possible. Carrying a gun is uncomfortable. I don't care how you carry it. I carry predominantly outside the waistband, although I do carry inside the waistband in certain situations. I carry the biggest gun I can afford to carry at the time, when I say afford, that I can hide. Right now, the gun that I'm carrying around the most is the SIG 320, full-sized in 9mm. I am so impressed by this piece. I can't begin to tell you. It is. I like the way it feels in my hand. I like the way it shoots. It's very lightweight, but it manages recoil really, really well. It is big, but it works. So I have to make accommodations to carry it. Don't allow yourself to not carry. Carry it as often as you can. Don't carry a gun. Commandment number two, don't carry a gun if you aren't prepared to use it. The gun is not some magic amulet that's going to ward off evil. You actually have to put it into play. Now, history shows us that in the vast majority of cases, whether you're a civilian or a cop, just drawing the gun will end an attack sometimes. However, sometimes it doesn't. And in those instances when it doesn't, you have to be prepared to employ it. You certainly don't want it taken away from you. Commandment number three, don't let the gun make you reckless. Don't let it give you courage that you don't normally have. Lightweight pseudo-psychologists will tell you that the trigger will pull the finger and your possession of your gun will make you want to kill somebody. That's rubbish. The gun has no moral compass. And, you know, I have spent decades in the twin cultures of American regular life and American gun life, and I have yet to listen to the voices, because there are none. I don't have to. It's not that hard of a thing for me to do. So, the law itself holds us to a higher standard of care, requiring that we do everything possible to avoid deadly force until it becomes clearly necessary, and then we get to react viciously. But we need to prepare and act accordingly. Commandment number four, which is the one I live by now, carry legally. There's seven states in the United States where you don't have to do anything to carry a gun. There's some states where you can have to have a permit to carry concealed, no permit to carry in the open. Whatever you're doing, make sure it's legal. This is me being... I know I'm giving you conflict. I haven't always done it. I will do it from now on. I was wrong. Sort of. Now, and it's also a quality of life issue, a rhetorical theory that sounds like I interpret the law this way because I believe the law should be this way. That doesn't really work in the real world. For a while there, I do various things when I'm carrying my stuff around me, and I have to make adjustments because I make sure that I always have two things on me at all times, my gun and my permit. Because one, I'm not going to have one without the other. Commandment five, we need to know what we are doing. Gunfights are going to be won most often by those who shoot the fastest and the straightest, and you're normally talking in seconds. Legal aftermaths last for years. Emotional aftermaths will last for lifetimes. But education, I mean, with the people I've got sponsoring the show now and everything else, you can get all of that. You can get all of that. But the training is up to you. You've got the gun. You've got the will. Can lead you to the water. Can't make you drink. You need to take a sip. Commandment six. Concealed means concealed. If your local license requires that your gun is concealed, keep it concealed. In some quarters, that can be revealed as a threat. As a, to show the gun. And that can result in charges of criminal threatening and brandishing and more. In South Carolina, if I point a gun at somebody, it is considered a felony, even if I have a license to carry a gun. Now, if I point a gun at somebody who's trying to attack me, that's considered self-defense. See what I'm saying? A malevolent person who wants to falsely accuse you of threatening them with a gun will be bolstered if the police find you with a gun where they said it was. And it does happen. It does happen. Commandment number seven, maximize your firearm's familiarity. If you ever need that gun, it's going to happen so quick and terribly fast that you're going to have to be quicker and swifter and surer, if that's actually a word. If you don't, you'll still be handling a deadly weapon in the presence of people you love, making gun manipulation a second nature. Safety as well as draw, fire, hit is as doubly important. It has become an extension of your hand. It has to become an extension of you, of your projection of force. This is what the handgun has to be to you. Commandment number eight, understand the fine points. Don't just read the headlines or editorials, read the fine print. Actually study the laws in your jurisdiction. Remember the principle, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Commandment number nine, carry an adequate firearm. A motor scooter is a motor vehicle, but it's a poor excuse for a family car. A .22 caliber, a .25 caliber is a firearm. Not my first choice as a defensive sidearm. Carry a gun loaded with ammunition that has a track record of quickly stopping lethal assaults. And a hint, if your chosen caliber is not used by police or military personnel, it's probably not powerful enough for its intended purpose. Although that, you know, the ammunition choice can make a big difference. I would not recommend going any lower or lighter than 380. And then if I'm going at 380, I'm buying Inceptor rounds or something frangible, Corban, something like that. I'm buying something that's going to hurt when it hits. The 10th commandment. Use common sense. This encompasses ethics and logic and law alike. You have to have it as your constant guide and companion when you decide to carry a gun. You don't need idealism. You don't need rhetoric. When you carry a gun, you're carrying the power of life and death. You have taken things to a very basic premise. And your premise has to be basic to go along with it. Your reasons and the way you do things have to be basic and based on common sense. There's some things you're going to need to do. If you get into a gunfight, you got to be not getting shot and shooting the other person. That's the basics. Nothing, no flowers, no frills. Just the purpose, just the tasking. This power is a power that belongs in the hands of responsible people who care about consequences, who respect life and limb and human safety, that of others as well as their own. That is not something to be taken lightly. When you walk around with a gun, you are walking around making a declarative statement. I am reliant upon myself. That's as conservative as you can get. There is nothing more conservative than that. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, welcome back. Coming up next hour, John Maloney, second call defense. They're somewhere in Ohio teaching people, training teachers on how to shoot, I guess, in a classroom or in a class hallway. That'll be interesting to talk about. That's coming up next hour. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, I mean, it's, and I looked around. There's other people out there that do what Ammunition Depot does, just not as well to the degree they do it. That's the problem. And when I got Ammunition Depot as a sponsor, that was like a thrill. It was like one of those Chris Matthews tingle up the leg moments because of what they do. Because of that continuous chain of ammunition coming out, ammunition coming in. It's like life. It's like the cycle of water. Constantly keeping that 50 million rounds, waiting for whatever you may need. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I don't know. I would go with the 26 over the 27 simply because I have one and I know how the 26 shoots, and I like the way the 26 shoots. There's a discussion going on in the chat room about what they carry, which is great. I love to have those kind of conversations. I'm looking at the military. We were talking about the military, me and somebody else, the other day. And often the DOD is shamelessly used as a conduit to unilaterally control a sizable portion of this country. If the democratic process can't get the votes, it just seems like too much work. Why not just take some small steps and enforce your will on the military? What do we have in the military? Right now in the military, if you're a military veteran and you fall under the auspice of the VA, which they're about to offer us all VA ID cards, which will make it easier to prove that we're veterans. That'll be good to have. But on the other hand, I haven't had a need for one, and I've been out of the military, going on 26 years. We also have, but in the meantime, with the veterans there, they either let you wait for treatment and die, or they take guns away from you. They're doing that all the time. Military posts are gun-free zones. They are not these guys. I mean, to the media, they think the military, everybody's walking around strapped all the time. What you see in Iraq and Afghanistan and everything on the footage that you see in combat, that's the way these kids are walking around on posts. That is not the case. When you are in garrison, as they refer to as your home post, when you're in garrison, you essentially you have a job. It's a job unlike any other, but it's a job nonetheless. And unless you're in combat, that job is pretty much, it's a different sort of atmosphere. Being in the military is not a democracy. But the military posts are gun-free zones, so every time somebody does smuggle a gun in on a military post, which is very easy to do. And for all, you know, the generals want to maintain the same kind of control over their troops that a lot of these sheriffs and chiefs of police want to maintain over the citizens that are in their jurisdiction. So it's the military can actually be a petri dish for the progressives. The DOD has even sanctioned normally unauthorized events to celebrate the welcoming of gay soldiers into the military. Now this only affected at the time the lesbian, gay, and bisexual crowd. This did not address the transgender crowd, which I have no idea how that's going to play. But now they're talking about, allowing the transgender crowd to be in there. Now, this is going to do nothing to enhance our combat capability. When I was in the military in the 80s, we had gay people in the military. We didn't ask, when I joined the military, they didn't ask me if I was gay or heterosexual. They got an idea that I was because I had a wife. Then my wife and I, while I was in the military, we started having children. You know, that sort of gave it away. But it was never a part where I never got out there and said, I demand that you can recognize my heterosexuality. Never part of that. Last year, former Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel suggested that the ban should be continually reviewed, but stopped short of calling for its repeal. Then in August of 2014, a study released by the Palm Center found that DOD could easily lift the ban on transgender service with minimal impact, which would open the doors for the estimated 15,500 transgenders currently serving in hiding, although I primarily suspect that number is vastly inflated. How's that going to work, though? Does this mean that a guy that you know, a specialist Frank Smith or John Smith, shows up one day as specialist or Sergeant Jocelyn Smith or Jocelyn, you know? How's that going to work? What is the benefit to getting out there and saying you can do this? Besides being very confusing for whoever the military supervisors and chain of command are. We already have something. They have something called the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the UCMJ. They're just making it more complicated for themselves. The military is not supposed to be a petri dish. It's supposed to have a very, very basic, clear-cut mission. It's not supposed to be a scientific societal experiment. They have a study that claims to provide implementation guidance for the inclusion of openly serving transgender personnel in the U.S. military. Yet, here's a couple things that they're not going to change. As a Caucasian male heterosexual soldier, I can't go to them and say, I want to grow a beard, even though the Islamics can grow a beard. I can't go to them and say, I want to wear a Browning ball cap, even though the Muslims can wear their native headdress. The females can wear the burqa if they want to. It doesn't apply, and that's where the problem is going to come. Because it is not uniform anymore. It's not uniform at all. It is not uniform at all. So they're out there doing all of this stuff, and believe me, this is something they intend for me and you. This is something they intend for me and you. If they could make it to where we exist in a gun-free society like they do in the military, they wouldn't care less what happens. They wouldn't care about the Major Hassans and all of these, you know, that specialist that shot up. You know, Fort Hood's been, Fort Hood is just, there's something in the water at Fort Hood. I don't know what's going on there, but military chain of command does not want the regular run-of-the-mill soldier, although they'll send him into combat with some of the highest technologically advanced pieces of weaponry you've ever seen in your life. They can't carry a sidearm on them, no matter what their rank. No matter what their rank. So, I'm looking at this military experiment that we have going on, and at the same time, I see everything being implemented in society. And I'm just telling you, the reason I tell you all these things, Bill, this is not about the gun issue. It will be about the gun issue. I'll tell you how it will be about the gun issue, because society will collapse. They will come to people like me and you one too many times. I don't care if they want to be gay. I don't care if they want to identify as black. I don't care if they want to say this is racist. I don't care how they want to do it. If they come to me and try to force me to believe what they believe, the fight will be on. And we are teetering. I am watching us teeter on the edge of things. Nobody wants to talk about this. None of the politicians are talking about this. You know, Jade Helm began today. Jade Helm, even if they decided to take Jade Helm and turn it into Invasion USA, it's, you know, our heroes and special forces, they're outmanned and outgunned so bad on the ground, it's pathetic. They know it. We know it. Everybody knows it. And having a special forces soldier sitting across the battlefield from me, that doesn't mean anything to me. There's certain things that become less relevant in the heat of a firefight, believe me. They become less relevant. Like how many tabs you got on your shoulders. Oh, yes, you've trained to a higher degree than some people, no doubt about it. But in a firefight, lots of things become equal. So that kind of stuff doesn't worry me. And the other part is they're not going to do it. That's the big part. They're not going to do it. I don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Jade Helm is just somebody wasting your money. Coming up next, we'll find out where he is when we get to him. But that's going to be Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.